Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Combs steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm takes first base on ball four. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Kahm moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Kahm moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. The ball gets by Dickey. He chases the ball to the backstop. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Durst reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball four. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Durst scores. Koenig moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball four. Koenig moves to third. Wells moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Durst moves to third. Koenig moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Larry reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 4 to nothing, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 5 to nothing, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Durst hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Ruth moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durst takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gehrig scores. Durst moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Yankees. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wells hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Combs is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Redfern pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berg moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. It's 8-4, Yankees. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.